the Holland Center hasn't really had to plan or put on an event quite like this in its history. What was the planning process?
Well, we actually started thinking about this idea several months ago, and we were kind of taking our cue a little bit from large parks in other major metropolitan areas that we had seen sort of doing this type of thing in order to have people be able to congregate safely. And on top of that, you know, we've been working alongside partners and other presenters across the entire United States and Canada. We've been talking with a lot of health officials at Douglas County, as well as the local medical centers, also making sure that the health officials see and sign off on what we're doing too.
It's 2 days of programming. How is it that the Holland Center, that Omaha Performing Arts, is able to make it a free event?
We decided to make this a free event in order to actually make people feel welcome. And we're using this as a way to invest in ourselves so that we can start to build the foundation for the community, that it is safe to come out and that it's okay to have a good experience as well. And we wanted to eliminate price as being a barrier in this specific case.
So the setup is going to be a series of designated seating areas for attendees.
Yes. So each seating area is a 10-foot by 10-foot painted square that is 8 feet apart from all the squares that are surrounding it. There's arrows that are going to be painted on all the grounds to suggest which ways for people to travel safely. And yes, it is a first come, first serve. You can bring chairs and your blankets and spread out in your little square. And that's also where you can take off your mask.
With an event like this, where attendees have to be aware of their surroundings in a way they don't normally have to be at live performance events, how do you make sure that it's still an enjoyable, fun experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. Some of this does come down to personal responsibility, but what we're trying to do is to take the things that they're not thinking about out of the equation so that they feel safe. So specifically with outside, there's obviously the signage that'll be around. The layout of the entire venue that we're creating outside is available to see online so people can get an idea of what they're walking into before they even get there. We also have a number of volunteers that will be on site to help remind people if they inadvertently, you know, are walking around without a mask or something like that, to make sure that everybody is, you know, staying safe. We're providing plenty of the hand sanitizers, the things that people are using to keep them feel safe too.
Tell me a little bit about the performers. So the two headliners are Basil and the Supernaturals and the Swan Brothers. So they're not local. They're from the Midwest. How did you settle on these two groups?
So Friday night, we're opening with the local band Sack of Lions, followed by the Swan Brothers. And the Swan Brothers were featured on The Voice. They're a great country duo. We were looking for acts that were very upbeat and very easy to kind of for us to be able to deal with too on the stage, so that they were smaller groups that we could make sure we're taking care of. But we were also looking for some great bands that were just fun and exciting. And then Saturday evening is the local band Mason Jinx, followed by Basil and the Supernaturals. And they're a band that I've been following for years. They are inspired by Otis Redding, but they just have a really great flavor and funk that I think everybody will be able to just sit back and enjoy.
This comes ahead of the Holland Center's first live and indoors in-person performance on October 3rd, which is Willie Porter. Going forward, how is Omaha Performing Arts going to ensure patrons are safe while enjoying everything OPA has to offer?
It starts with before people actually even walk into the building, and that we're moving to an almost entirely ticketless system. We have done immense upgrades to the HVAC system that allow for not only greater air circulation, but there's technologies that's very similar to hospital grade technology to actually capture and contain and kill the virus should it actually be in the air in the first place. And in addition to that, we're using electrostatic cleaning technology to help, again, make sure that all the entire building is sanitized before and after patrons come into the building. We're creating designated areas for people to consume beverages so that, you know, we can enforce a mask policy as well, too. Our seats areas are contained in very socially distant areas as well, so people are not sitting close together. there's a whole long list of other things that we're doing with the artists backstage, as well as other things that we're doing in front of house to make sure that people stay safe so we can stay open.
All right. Well, Andy, yep. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Courtney. I appreciate your time.